Hello and welcome. This is Amit Ranjan reporting for PodTech from India's capital city, New Delhi. Welcome to my weekly show, India Technology 2.0, where I bring to the forefront some of the latest developments in the technology and the consumer internet space in India, or talk to some of the movers and shakers in this field. Our guest today is Rohit Agarwal, who is the founder and CEO of TechTribe, a website which is trying to extend the concept of social networking to the professional arena. We shall also speak to Rohit about a book that he is co-authoring titled How Innovators Connect.
Hi, Rohit. Thanks a lot for speaking to PodTech.
Hi, Amit. How are you?
I'm fine.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So let me start by asking you about TechTribe. What exactly is a tribe? And tell us something about this idea.
Right. So TechTribe is the world's first career/professional networking site. And the idea behind it is similar to how people use social networking for staying in touch with friends.
Okay.
The lessons we've learned from Silicon Valley is that you can build up a network of professionals that actually help you throughout your entire career. I mean, I've spent 17, 20 years in the United States building up a network of professionals throughout my career. And part of it was, as we saw IT and services and KPO and BPO expand in India, the idea was formed by the simple concept that why wouldn't these guys, all of us, build a network of our professional friends and colleagues, people that you've never met that you'd like to meet, and leverage this concept of social networking for enhancing your professional life. So okay. That's how we started with TechTribe. The idea came to me because I was spending a lot of time in Bangalore helping IBM and a bunch of other outsourcers move a lot of process automation work from the United States and Canada to India. And we realized that while we have trained professionals doing great work on the outsourcing front, their world is somewhat limited to the process that they're working on. Right?
Okay.
So if you're working on a financial services process or automation of storage technology in a server farm, that's pretty much for 6 months, that's what you're exposed to.
Okay.
But the entire network of people that you could be exposed to could educate you on a whole bunch more stuff. So that's where we came up with the idea, and that was 9-10 months ago.
Okay. Okay. So how is this different from a LinkedIn kind of model?
Right. So LinkedIn is a good example of a professional networking site, but the reason for building a LinkedIn network is to find people that you may not know. So I'm a member of LinkedIn, and I have maybe 100 contacts on LinkedIn, right?
Okay.
The idea that I use LinkedIn for once in a month, once in 2 months, is if I'm looking for Sarjeet Bhai, for example, and I go, how would I get introduced to him, right?
Okay.
So I can look at my LinkedIn network and say, who knows him, right? That's the extent of what LinkedIn is used for.
That's true.
If you notice, LinkedIn doesn't have much of Indian professionals on it. The idea behind TechTribe is very different. That is to actually utilize your network for day-to-day things. So one of the benefits of the Indian professional industry is all of us are connected to each other because we are essentially in the IT, KPO, BPO space, right?
That's
there's
true.
About a couple of million people in India doing this. And there's maybe 10 times that many people in the entire segment across the world. So if you look at what's common across all 2 million people in India, it's not the fact that you want to meet every single one of them, but you can now leverage TechTribe to meet a bunch of these people. You can create the concept called tribes. So I could have a tribe called Ajax, for example.
Okay.
And these could be 40 people across TechTribe that are interested in Ajax. And I use TechTribe to open up discussions and open up what I call TechTribe is about three things. It's about ideas, it's about networking, and it's about mentorship, right?
Okay.
So you can use the Ajax community or the Ajax tribe to discuss thoughts or ideas about Ajax, how to utilize it and things like that. You can use it to form a network around Ajax. So people exchange ideas, people exchange thoughts. If somebody read an article that somebody else should read, they can share that. And it's about mentorship, where you could have somebody who's an expert on Ajax that may be able to mentor somebody who's new and who's willing to learn, right?
Okay.
These are very action-oriented things that one can do on TechTribe that you don't have any other platform to do them on, right? There's no other way for you to build a community like this. Now, you can build a group on Orkut, you could build a group on Yahoo Groups,
okay.
But then you have a group of 5,000 people. Anytime you have a group of 5,000 people, nothing ever gets done, right?
Okay.
So this is your world of 30, 40, 50 people in a group that gets this done.
Okay. Okay. And since you mentioned that this is the first time in the world that this is being attempted, so do you have plans to scale this up to other geographies at a future date?
Absolutely. But being Indian, one of the things that I've realized is there's a hidden mission behind this, and that is to showcase India as the global superpower for IT and related services. Right?
Okay.
So in that segment, I would love for us to see the power of the first community coming from India. My passion would be if we have 1 million such professionals in India connected and helping each other out, right? Now, that is a dominant force. And ultimately, as the community expands, it'll automatically spread overseas. TechTribe does not want to proactively take this overseas. But
okay.
Ultimately, we want this to grow from India to reach all corners of the world.
Okay.
And that will make us extremely happy.
Okay, great.
We want India to be the center of the universe for this community.
Great. Sounds great. Okay, so tell us something about your funding. So are you guys funded or are you bootstrapping? How does it work out?
Actually, this is a very interesting entrepreneurial venture, right? We started off by seed funding it ourselves, like every entrepreneur should, in my opinion. Because when you start a company, and this is my third one, when you start a company, what typically happens is you're very passionate about an idea, and we were extremely passionate about what we could do with TechTribe. But before we ran out to get money, we basically said we'll put our money where our mouth is. Right?
Okay.
So we seed funded it for the first 2-3 months. And after we showcased the concept and we built out what we thought it could do, attracting money was not an issue. I chose to take money from friendly angel/VCs.
Okay.
That we've never talked about, we choose not to talk about, because
okay.
Ultimately the amount of money required to fund a company over 2-3 years is a very small sum. You could do it in a few million dollars. So TechTribe has been very handsomely funded by deep-pocketed investors, people who funded Match.com, Sybase, Commerce One, AvantGo, Persistent, Webify, my last company that we just sold to IBM a couple of months ago. All of these companies were funded by the same investors. And they have taken a big shot, big risk, 9 months ago. But today, TechTribe is actually doing really well.
Okay. So tell us something about the intended revenue model.
So we have not announced a revenue model yet.
Okay.
But what we're trying to do is first and foremost understand that this is a company that's a commercial entity. So ultimately, there are different revenue streams that we can go about enforcing. Before we introduce a revenue stream, what we're trying to understand is how do we deliver value. And the value will be delivered to the professional that is using the service, right?
Okay.
Until there's value, there's no point introducing a revenue model because that's putting the cart before the horse.
That's true.
So what we're focusing on now is delivering where exactly can we deliver value. And once we deliver the value, which is where we are right now, we will figure out where the revenues come from. Now, I can tell you the broad strokes. The revenue will come from corporates that are interested in mobilizing such a community. The revenue will come a little bit potentially from advertising, but I can tell you it will not be us taking advertisements from Maruti or from, you know, different car companies or watch companies trying to pawn products on these guys. Advertising will take a whole new meaning when TechTribe reveals the revenue model. And there will be some revenue from premium memberships for people that want to utilize it for furthering their careers. But the average Indian professional will not have to pay for this.
Okay.
So there's 2 or 3 different revenue streams that is included in our business plan. It will not be worthwhile for me to go into any one of them because ultimately which one we will do and in what flavor depends on how the community sees the value being delivered.
Okay. Okay. Can you give us some sense as to the usage patterns or the traffic that you are generating? If that is not confidential at this stage?
Sure. We launched this. We're still in beta, right?
Okay.
So in the first 3 months of any company like this, we had a choice. We could say we could do a private beta, which is, you know, you invite 100 people to participate, give you feedback and everything else, right? And we chose not to do that because in that case, the feedback is limited to 100 people who are using it just off and on now and then,
right?
So we chose to launch this to the world and say we'll launch this all across India. We'll get 15,000-20,000 people to give us feedback, right? Now, I had not dreamed that without marketing, without doing anything, we could get 20,000 people on TechTribe to actually give us active feedback, right?
Okay.
But what we got was 15,000-20,000 people in the first 60 days that have actually been on TechTribe, that have given us feedback, that are active members, that are helping us shape what the final product should be. The final product gets launched on December 1st, and there's not much difference between the original product and the final one, except that a lot of the ideas have been given a lot more depth. We have changed the logo, we've changed the layout of the site, we've changed what the value is to be delivered, we've set the roadmap. So the overall number of users on TechTribe has been in the tens of thousands so far. The proof is there's been more than 200 tribes formed on TechTribe. Our business plan said 50 tribes by the end of the year. Okay. By the end of November, we'll have at least 200. So our intentions have been fully met.
Okay, great. So let's move away from TechTribe and talk a little bit about this book that you are authoring, How Innovators Connect.
Yep.
Can you tell us something about it?
Sure. I mean, one of the things we realized, I mean, I've been in the software business for 17 years now. And like I said, this is my fourth or fifth company and second and third where I've been one of the founding members, right? So this is something not new to me. But one of the things we realized over the last year when I spent time in India is there was a lot of great ideas in India, right? There was a ton of budding entrepreneurs in India. But what was missing to a certain extent is mentorship around, well, how do you go about doing this, right? So we found two different angles. We saw the academic angle that said there were tons of colleges teaching you how to be an entrepreneur. But in reality, I would challenge everyone and say nobody can tell you how to be an entrepreneur. To be an entrepreneur, to be an innovator, it has to be something that comes from within. The only thing that helps, the only thing that helped me was being around other people and learning from what they were doing, right?
Okay.
So the benefit of living in Silicon Valley is you're surrounded by entrepreneurs, right? 30, 40, 50 people who are, every time you meet them, you find out what are they doing, how do they do certain things, and ultimately by being in an environment that is innovative by default, you start thinking about innovation and you start getting the courage to actually start something. So that's exactly what we're trying to do in the book. So I teamed up with the executive editor of Optimize Magazine and Information Week, one of the most respected journalists in Silicon Valley called Patty Brown. And her and I decided to write a book together called How Innovators Connect. And the idea of the book is to interview and bring to the Indian masses the stories of 30, 40 entrepreneurs and innovators who've built basic, huge companies in the world, and to share from their perspective what worked for them. So we're not trying to teach the average Indian person or the budding entrepreneur in India or the leading innovator in India how to do something. All we're doing is saying for you to innovate, you need to connect with 15 different things. You need to connect with money, right? You need to connect with a team. You need to connect with an idea. You need to connect with an environment of entrepreneurship. You need to connect with a customer. You need to connect with a problem. You need to connect with tons of things like this. The idea behind the book is we showcase these are the 15 things potentially that you need to connect with, and we give you experiences of 20, 15, 20, 30 people like Steve Jobs, like Gao Kawasaki, like Mark Kaufman, who built Commerce One, like John Chen, who built Sybase, right? Like Ram Shriram, who was instrumental in building Google, like Desh Deshpande that built Cascade Networks and a whole bunch of other networking companies, right? All these different people that have done these things, and we're basically coming to table and saying, here's how all these people connected with these different ideas and learn from it whatever makes sense.
Okay.
It's not a formula of how to succeed. That's the idea behind the book.
Okay. And when is it likely to hit the stands?
So we're trying to finish it up in the January timeframe. We already have the publishers lined up in India. And like with TechTribe, we're doing the strangest thing ever. We're launching this book only in India.
Okay, that's very interesting.
The book will be a success in Silicon Valley. We can get 10 times the amount of money by selling this book at the US dollar prices, but we're going to sell this book at like 200 rupees in India only.
Okay, that's very interesting.
Call it nuts, but we're passionate about India.
Okay.
So that's the whole purpose behind the book. It should come out February 1st week is the target. Until it gets published, you never know, but the time frame is going to be exactly around that.
Okay. Lastly, I'd like to understand your perspective of the entrepreneurial scene as it exists in India today. And specifically, if you could maybe contrast it with the way things were in Silicon Valley maybe about 10 years ago?
Sure. So there's a little bit of there's quite a bit of similarities between India today and Silicon Valley 10 years ago, but there's huge differences. So let me talk about the similarities first.
Yeah.
The similarities that exist between India and Silicon Valley is its first generation entrepreneurs, right? So in the Silicon Valley 10 years ago, there'd been companies like Intel, there'd been companies like Microsoft, and there were companies like Sun Microsystems, right? But there were only about 20 such companies.
Okay.
In the last 10 years, Silicon Valley has given rise to maybe 10,000 companies. Some of them have succeeded, some of them have not succeeded, but ultimately it gave rise to the spirit of entrepreneurship where the average employee that used to work for Intel could think about starting a company, right? In India, what we have today is something very similar. We have the Satyams, we have the Infosys, we have the Wipro, we have the Rediffs and everything else. But now we're getting rise to the second generation of entrepreneurs, people who have seen these companies be built, have the capacity to build companies and to start something, right?
Okay.
These people may not have, like I 10 years ago had not founded a company, but in the last five I've founded three, right? The idea behind this is once you get the taste of it, once you've worked on these companies, and once the environment around you is open to new ideas and entrepreneurship, people will start taking bigger risks. So there are the similarities. The differences is in the culture. In Silicon Valley, and the book, my book talks about this openly, in Silicon Valley, when Roy proudly says that I found three companies, my last, I was a co-founder of Webify, or on the founding team of Webify, that was a success. Before that, it was a company called Commercialware that was not a huge success, right?
Okay.
But that was still a huge benefit for me because every company that you found, whether successful or not, teaches you a whole lot and it's counted as a good thing for you. In India, the culture exists that if you found a company and it's not successful, that's a negative. So that's a huge difference between Silicon Valley and India, where failure in some ways is not regarded as failure, it's regarded as a learning for the next company, whereas in India, we think of it as failure. Right. So second thing that I would say for entrepreneurship in India is the desire to be an entrepreneur exists, right? But there's a huge amount of fear because the entrepreneur in India feels like, well, what if it doesn't work, right? The moment you start thinking about what if it doesn't work, your company is doomed. Because the one thing that is common across every entrepreneur that I've come across is there's one common thread. All of them are somewhat insane. And all of them live in somewhat of a denial, right? Because we believe that our idea is the best idea on the face of the planet, and it will work, damn it. And that's something which nobody else around us gets. Only an entrepreneur can understand that. So for one to succeed, for one to become an entrepreneur, one has to believe in the idea to the point of insanity. And that is something that, you know, we learn over time in India.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, Rohit, it was great speaking to you. I'd like to thank you on behalf of PodTech for taking all the time to speak to us.
Oh, absolutely. Happy to help.
Thanks a lot.
Great talking to you, too.